Thanks for the floor. I'll wait until we have that on screen whilst we are just about to send a revision of this document to the secretary. But nevertheless, we can start with the discussion already with this document here. So the first thing in this proposal, the strike out of paragraph 442 is, by the way, not a suggestion coming from EUCA. This is already in the working document from Australia. So I can't comment on that, but if I'm not mistaken, then the unique identifier thing is already gone, and we can of course support the deletion of that paragraph 442, but just to indicate that this is originally not coming from industry side. We very much welcome the proposal at all and just found one thing where we need to comment on, which is the paragraph 6211 here on screen, and the wording is aligned with that what we at the beginning of the week already adopted for various regulations, but what was missing there that is here in written in bold, that a new engine start or run cycle which is performed automatically should not be considered as an initiation of the powertrain. So that wording is also copied from one of the proposals we discussed at the beginning of the week from the UK, and I just said that we are about to send a revision to this informal document, but what we missed here is also the insertion of the footnote with a link to the mutual resolution number 2. Also that we suggest to copy into this regulation to be aligned with that what we, as said, agreed to in the beginning of this week. So all in all, we are supportive of that document and thank Australia for taking our comments on board. You might remember the discussions we had in the past GRVA meetings, and that was quite a fruitful discussion we had together with Australia. Many thanks for taking our comments on board, and this document reflects what we have bilaterally discussed also with Australia. So in a nutshell, full support from our side.